Wembanyama has the frame of Giannis when Giannis came over. That's what he reminds me of. He's not quite, I mean, he's a better shooter, better ball handler, better skill-wise, way more developed. Giannis was so raw, but he has the frame of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you saw how Giannis was able to develop his body and build himself to be a little bit more physically capable to withstand the duration of a season. Now, Giannis has had his share of injuries, like many have. I mean, he's not necessarily injury-prone, but he's not injury, I guess, I don't know what the word I'm trying to find is, but he's
not an Iron Man.
He's not an Iron Man, right, yeah, he's not an Iron Man. So there's good examples, there's bad examples of this working out, and a guy like Wembanyama, whose frame is, some people think, not built for the NBA yet, that's okay. I mean, he's 7'5", 220. Like, that's going to be, yeah, it's gonna have its own set of issues. But a guy like Greg Popovich, I think, is really important to have him, who has seen every type of build, every type of player in the NBA, because he's going to be able to protect him. I think so. I think he's going to be able to protect him early in his career, kind of find a way for him to work into the NBA and change the game a little bit versus the NBA forming around him. And I think that'll help him longevity-wise, long gone after Pop's days are done, and Wembanyama trying to get into the realm of year maybe 12 to 15. I think that's a good threshold, and that's the thing, the difference with LeBron. LeBron's playing right now still in year 20. Wembanyama, you're right, he's probably comparable to a Yao or something like that, where it's year 13, it's year 14, and he's starting to fall out of the league. That's just how big men typically play. There's not a lot of durability there, but we'll see. I mean, new age medicine, new age training technology, all of those things definitely play a factor. The game, injury recovery, sports medicine is way different than it was 20 years ago when some of the names that we were talking about just moments ago made their way through and have made their way into the league. Well, we're almost done for the day. Mark, you kind of have a little bit of a break here. You're getting ready, I know, for the Southwest Kansas storm coming up, but you're certainly going to be able to enjoy kind of a low-key day after being on the road quite a bit, seeing all different types of baseball. Anything caught your eye in the sports world that we haven't hit, haven't talked about today? I know we've it's the middle of the week. Some stories are getting a little stale. I did see this. I want to talk about this. And this is a little bit of a kind of a look in the mirror maybe for us or just the industry as a whole. Pat McAfee Show, if you're unfamiliar, Pat McAfee Show, live streaming typically on YouTube, was just bought out, or at least came into a contract agreement with ESPN to be live on ESPN daily as a part of their morning get-up programs. It's going to change the way sports talk goes. I mean, it has. This is more podcasting, more creative freedom. That is the way that sports entertainment is moving, at least in the morning talk show realms. It's a different format. ESPN, many others trying to recognize that and trying to take shape of that. But probably the way we see sports media and sports morning, at least talk, kind of go is more the format of a show like the Pat McAfee Show.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a move in that direction. I mean, he is a just really colorful figure. Is the best way to put it. He's he does a lot of things that are great that just haven't been done before. I mean, obviously, he's got to cool down certain things that he's going to be on TV. And I think that the things that he does are really special. And that's the way sports talk's going. There's kind of more of a free flowing conversation about certain things they want to talk about. They judge the conversation and they kind of control it and do what they want to do and say what they want to say and bring on former players that kind of have their conversation. They bring in a little comedy, just all that kind of style. I think it's he does a really great job doing that show, and I'm glad that he's getting on TV now, even though I mean, he had a big deal with FanDuel and he's going to trade it for the network.
That's true. I didn't think about that. There is certainly some different things that have to be changed around, especially with the FanDuel liking. It's the comedy infusion with the sports talk and sports entertainment. Also, I think what makes those shows so popular and so powerful is the fan interaction, the fan engagement, and the inside jokes, if you will. That is what I'm a little worried about. Some of the inside jokes, some of the things that maybe aren't safe for daytime TV, maybe going away. Or I worry that maybe the inside jokes are too buried into the lore of the show that the common viewer might be turned off by because they don't understand, or it might make them more intrigued and they want to go back and figure out some of the characters, some of the different things that they have on the show that, I mean, for example, Ty Schmidt does the Mel Kiper. He always pretends he's Mel Kiper on the NFL draft. They do that show, and are they going to be able to do the Mel Kiper character anymore? Because Mel Kiper, of course, works for ESPN. You know, Mad Mel Kiper is Ty Schmidt's project and his baby, and he always dresses up as Mad Mel and kind of just says what he wants, loose cannon, impersonating Mel Kiper. So another thing that I when I first saw that, I had a little concern as a fan of the show. I'm like, well, are they going to be able to do those things? Because they often mock people that work for ESPN, and now can they still do that? I don't know. More will come out about that, but do you think that might lose some people or bring more people in? The idea that the inside jokes might be hard to pick up for new viewers.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to make an adjustment with that. I mean, it's going to be. I mean, they just have to fit it in. They got to find their way. They certainly will be able to do that. It's just going to take their time to find out what this audience is looking for. If it's the same audience, if it's different, whatever it may be, it does have to appeal a little bit more to the casual viewer, just because it's on television as opposed to you having to go to find the stream. It's going to be more accessible to a lot of other people, so that they'll mix it up and they'll find their way. Pat McAfee's a creative guy.
Hope it works out for him. I really do. I'm excited for the future of sports talk. I'm excited for the future of sports entertainment. This is the way things are moving, and he said they were pitched as the tip of the spear into the new world and new day and age of sports. We hope to continue as well and kind of follow along on those footsteps and along that rhythm. But time for us to get out of here this morning. If you missed the show, make sure to check it out, westernkansasnews.com. We've got more sports news, information, whatever it might be. You can find it there. We're off for the evening. Royals tonight on 1420 AM, 97.7 FM, KULY. They get the Padres again. As far as local programming, wait till tomorrow. Garden City Softball picks things up, looking for a region championship and a spot in the state tournament. For Mark McClure, I'm Baylen Heights. The Morning Roundup, finishing things out right here on 99.9 The Rock. Have a good one.
This has been the Morning Roundup Show.